Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
We're the one for you.
You've asked for it, and yes, we heard you. It's bigger, brighter, and better. Yes, 10 times the money is back, giving you more chances to win, more prizes, lower odds. It's 10 times the excitement, and you can win up to $1 million instantly. All this for only $500 per ticket. Playing 10 times the money is so easy. In the same row across, if your number matches the winning number, win the prize shown for that row. If you scratch reveal a 2x, 5x, or 10x multiplier, you automatically win the prize for that row times the multiplier. So come on, play your favorite 10 times the money scratch game again. And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The last time we were in Murondoy, Sunita and Anil met Mala for the first time. Sunita was quite cold, as she thought Mala to be an opportunist and had plans for her father. On the other hand, Anil was quite warm, maybe too warm, causing his father to warn him about becoming friendly with Mala. Bibi was released from hospital and told her family that she would never try to take her life again, as she was convinced that her late mother was happy and would want her to live. As we return to Murondoy, Aubrey and Rhonda have just received the results from their STI tests.
Chlamydia, Aubrey! Chlamydia!
Rhonda, I'm sorry. I had no idea you had this thing.
You're gonna kill me!
I swear, I didn't know.
You must have had a clue. Look at the woman we bring to Guyana last year. Nobody won't pay a cent for she.
Oh, you already knew I was with that woman out of desperation because I was going through a hard time. Why would you throw that in my face?
Because you gave me chlamydia, Aubrey! Months I've been suffering thinking I got cervical cancer because of you.
Look, ma, look, we not even sure I give you this thing. Either one or we could pass it on to one another.
No, Aubrey, you ain't gonna make this seem like it's somehow my fault. I have been faithful to you. This is unforgivable. It means that you've been running around America doing God knows what only to come to Guyana and infect me. I was foolish to think I was safe with you. Suppose it was something worse.
I swear, Rhonda, I swear. I am not a promiscuous person. You don't have to be promiscuous to contract a sexually transmitting infection. I could count the number of women I have been with on one hand within the last 5 years.
Well, obviously your choice box bore. And why would you have unprotected sex with somebody else when you're supposed to be in a committed relationship with me?
I make a mistake, alright?
No, Aubrey. You make a choice. HIV is closed to us because our daughter is infected. Yet you saw it fit to sleep with another woman without a condom?
I am so sorry.
If only sorry could change this diagnosis. Stay the hell away from me.
Auntie Katerina, what are you cooking?
Some chicken curry, love.
Oh!
I know that's one of your favorite seafood.
Yes! With roti.
Auntie Myrtle gonna make the roti just now.
Okay, nice. Where's Daddy?
He's taking a nap.
You know, Auntie Catalina, now that school's closed, I kind of feel bored.
Don't worry, vacation class is going to start next week.
I can't wait. I don't like to stay home, you know. I love school.
That's good.
This is Denzel or Alexis' book. Oh, it's Denzel's own.
Yeah, he left it there.
What is climate change?
That's what is written there?
Yeah.
I guess he must be doing some research project for school or something.
Climate change happens when expected weather conditions in a particular region change.
Oh, what does it say?
Weather features include temperature, wind patterns, and rainfall.
Okay.
You know, it makes me think about how mommy always complaining about the weather. She's always fretting that long ago, you'll be sure that rain would be falling in May and June, and maybe in December, but no rain falling anytime.
Yeah, your mother right. The weather's so unpredictable these days, so I guess in Guyana we're going through climate change.
You think one day it's gonna start snowing here like in America?
Who knows, child?
I see children on TV making snowmen. I'd love to do that one day.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to tell your daddy to take it to America. Because although the climate changing, we don't know when or if snow going to ever fall here in Guyana.
Auntie Catalina, I don't think daddy wants to carry me to America.
Why you say that?
Mommy said he doesn't want to take on his responsibility. And how he's ashamed to carry a little child like me for his big children to see.
Oh.
But I want to meet my brothers and sister.
Well, child, that's up to your father.
Well, mommy doesn't think that's gonna happen.
Look, I will talk to your daddy about it. But speaking about your mother, you think she would come over for dinner if I invite her?
She might come over, yes.
You want me to invite you?
Yes, I would love that.
All right. I'm gonna discuss it with your father.
Auntie Catalina?
What?
When daddy goes back to America, I still gonna be able to come by you?
Of course, Eva. You'll be always welcome here.
Good, because sometimes I need a break from the house.
Really?
Yes, mommy ain't easy at all.
Rando, please talk to me. I know sorry can't change anything. But one thing you can't question is that I love you with all my heart.
Love wouldn't do something like this to me.
You're right. There's no excuse. But I could guarantee you, since I came home for Jubilee last year, I ain't had no other woman.
You could tell me anything, Aubrey.
Rando, I won't lie to you like that. I was embarrassed by the whole situation last year. But like I told you before, I was in a desperate place. And it's helped this woman be helping me out.
At the expense of my health? My health?
I will never forgive myself for that. And you're right. It could have been worse.
Well, it won't be a next time. I learned my lesson.
Orlando, I want you to be my wife.
After this? I must be mad for marrying
you. You don't mean that. We come too far to throw away everything we have.
I don't need this kind of drama in my life, Aubrey. A sexually transmitted infection at this age? We too grown for this nonsense.
Rando, I don't know what else to tell you other than that I'm so sorry.
You don't have to say nothing else.
Baby.
Go and leave me alone.
So what gonna happen with the flight later this week? Me, you supposed to be flying out together. You gonna just not come?
What coming to America for, Aubrey? For finding that you're living with some woman over there?
Oh, Rando. After how me you just be in contact 24/7, you go say living with a woman? Most nights we go to sleep together doing video chat, and I living with a woman, man?
They said nothing.
What is this?
Aubrey, you got to understand that you broke my trust. You can't be playing with people's life. But I got to partially take responsibility because I should have insisted that you use a condom.
I gonna never forgive myself for this. Never.
Father, don't let there be any drama on this phone here today.
Hello?
Hi, Joy. It's Catalina.
Catalina? Catalina who?
Simon's fiancé.
Oh, you. What you want? Something happened to me, child?
No, no. Eve is all right.
So what you calling me for?
Well, me and Eva were talking earlier, and she would like it if I invite you over to dinner.
Look, woman, I don't eat about the place, you know. Next thing is a dose of poison you are dashing me because you want my child.
What?
You hear correct. I don't want nobody poison me.
Joy, it's not like that. I only have Eva's best interest at heart.
Oh, Eva's best interest. Well, I want you to remember who's your mother.
I'm not trying to take it, child. I have two children of my own, remember? Anyway, would you like to come? I was hoping we could discuss HPV vaccine for Eva too.
Me and your father talk about that already.
Yeah, but from what I gather, he still hasn't made up his mind. So can you come over? Eva would like it if you do.
I got to check my schedule. I's a hard-working woman, so I can't just pick up and go wherever and whenever I please. It's a shop I run in, you know.
I understand.
Good.
But I just want to make sure you understand how by even not receiving the vaccine, she would be at risk for HPV, which can lead to cervical cancer.
Like you's a doctor?
No, I'm not. I'm just concerned for Eva because my daughter is already at risk. I had no idea she had become sexually active and...
Wait a minute. Your daughter's a little skittle.
What?
Them is the kind of people me child are wrong. Look, I better come and pick up me child.
Joy, my daughter's not promiscuous. She has a boyfriend, her first.
But what she doing having sex and she's still in school?
Look, she has reached the age of consent and we can only guide our children. We have to teach them about sex so that when they're ready, they will make wise choices. And just like how I didn't know my daughter was sexually active, it's so with many other people. That is why they're advocating for girls to get the vaccine age 10 to 13.
My Eva will not go into any little skittle because I will personally cut your little tail.
Joy, please. Think about what you're saying. Number one, beating children is not the answer. And if a child wants to be sexually active, chances are they're going to go ahead and do it. If you don't create an environment where they feel comfortable to talk to you, that makes them more at risk.
Well, look how just I end up in the psychologist's office.
Joy.
You really think you're something special, eh? Look, woman, somebody in the shop, I got to go.
Please consider my invitation to dinner. Hello? Hello? Oh, Father.
Rando, I never meant to do this to you, girl. I take all the blame. But please, I can't afford to lose you.
How you could do this to me, Aubrey? To we?
Rando, I'm on my knees. I'm begging you. Please forgive me. Please. I'm going to do anything, baby. I'm going to spend the rest of my life making it up to you.
How I could trust anything you say after this? How?
Because I'm promising you, I can't lose you, my love.
But just the easy, you could have given me something to kill me.
I know, baby. And I take all the blame. But don't leave me, babes. They're going to kill me.
Oh, Aubrey.
Rando, please. I love you, baby. I love you. Don't do this to me. I know it's going to take a while for you to forgive me. But babes, I can't lose you. Not now, not ever.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.